it was trashy and when it was nasty like liver. He fills his quiver with children who follow his orders. Sons and daughters who've been changed like dollars to quarters. He'll pour your grace and then pour you some more grace. Give you wisdom when you're in a trial like a court case. Can't show you the pure face, but you can get a pure taste. Goodness, never running out just like it's your space. All saints are the only acceptable offering. All things reconciled by his death on the cross beam. With blood that was clean and blood that ka-ching. He purchased men so that must mean worship the king. God the Son, the only one with a plan to redeem. Stronger than the Army, Navy, Air Force, and the Marines. Elohim, the A to Z, and all this in between. The Supreme, who could have let us fall, yet he intervened. Called the elect, made sure we accept. He rooted us in Christ so we can grow like a chia pet. So hail the King, priest, and prophet, the inexhaustible topic. The person of God, you compete with your optic. Tell me what you came in here for. Does anybody love God?
Of this world, my life is trife. They don't understand when I say I died to Christ, died to my rights, living selfless, rendering myself helpless, trusting God, set my heart where his eternal wealth is. What else is there to live for? What else is there to hope in still? I bow to Christ with a broken will, becoming broken bread and poured out wine. When seen with the natural eye, authentic Christian living blows the mind. What validates my faith? Go check. You'll see from the Holy Scroll to the Codex that God inspires the whole text. The scriptural facts will surprise you and paralyze you like broke necks. Shake up your whole set, leave your soul vexed. I pray you dream of his holiness and wake up in cold sweats. Can't dissolve the mixture, no matter how odd the picture. There's no denying the God of scripture. Equipped with the truth to transform, becoming a thorn wherever man swarm. We bring the real when we kingdom build upon the rock. He's the one you can either stand on or be the one whom he lands on. Whether the sink or sand storms till you realize there's no other God worth taking a chance on. We keep our hands on the plow, breaking up the fallow ground. While Christ can be found, seek him and follow now.
Tell me what you came in here for. Does anybody love God anymore? Tell me what you came in here for. Does anybody love God anymore? Tell me what you came in here for. Does anybody love God anymore? Tell me what you came in here for. Does anybody love God anymore?
It's been told that men without Christ would face insurmountable odds, and the greatest of these would be a close encounter with God.
And you don't want that.
Even though you're free to give it a try 100% before the Most High, either live it or die. Ever since Adam sinned, life was done. But thanks to Christ the Son, when death marked us up with its pricing gun, Jesus came, smiled, and paid for us all, and brought the worth of sin to an end like the child labor law. When the wild and wayward saw, and Jesus forgave us all who repented and consented that our way was wrong. They saw why the truth rocks us so hard enough to work arduous and Bogart, you're just pardon us. Like the margin us, distance between Mars and us, understanding all from dust and aren't smart enough or large enough to harness up and jump the marvelous. Distance between us and God, we just tarnish up his image. My mission to open eyes and steady mobilizing because of the hope I find in the rope I'm climbing. Jesus, tougher than Teflon, hung with the common thugs, don't have more class than upper echelon. I'm in love with the way he put us back together. Life was broke and Christ came in handy like Black and Decker. The fact is pleasure could never measure up. Black to Christ, and tell us, where's your treasure at?
Tell me what you came in here for. Does anybody love God anymore? Tell me what you came in here for. Does anybody love God anymore?
You tune into the Ghetto Pimp Show on East 2 Radio 104.5 FM. It's time for the Ghetto Pimp hip-hop discussion with Mr. Fat and DJ Easy. Welcome back to the studio. Nice having you guys back.
I just want to say welcome back to myself.
Cool.
It's been a long time. Yeah, but in any case, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about them. I guess about us. Some people say hip-hop history month. I say, which part of the continent are we talking about? As a matter of fact, let's say, what's our relation as far as History Month is concerned? Do we, as South African hip-hop heads, inverted commas, truly know South African history as far as hip-hop is concerned? Or are we still caught up in the spiderweb of, it started in the Bronx, you're far from the Bronx. It started on the Cape Flats in Cape Town. For people that don't know, that's your first part of your History Month. Second part is, It came out of somewhere yet nowhere. So we must beware when we talk about history. Let's turn the tides and say our story month and make it a fact, not a faculty of hope that gonna disappear eventually over the Atlantic Ocean back to the States. Because we're living in a world where people have got this notion to imagine themselves being on a boat, not a dromedaris, the reiger, or that castle that stands in Cape Town. This is a new form, yet something that's actually original, authentic, that comes from Africa. You see, and I'm actually happy, man, that the States are giving a concert in New York, because in the States, man, they prepare to criticize hip-hop artists, whether they're right or wrong. In South Africa, the way I've come to see it, hip-hop looks too goody two shoes. Everything seems so, let me put it beautifully, so driebeer en gouwe lokkies. So as everything is a rose with a stem with no thorns. You see, I think, man, before we can talk about history or our story, we must get the facts straight. You see, that we're dealing with humans, not superhuman beings. We're dealing with actually normal people that's into hip-hop. You see, that breathes and do sin invertedly, but they pretend we are beyond other forms. You see, because we as South Africans are quick to criticize when we stand in the greenhouse. You see, but as soon as it comes to our faces, it's like, no, it wasn't us. It's impossible. You see, so my thing is this, man, how can we have a history if our past seems to fade consistently, man? You see, because to me, man, the history of our history is actually a future thing, because we're seeing the light right at the end of the tunnel. We're not walking towards it. You see, we're not prepared to take the knocks with the bruises. You see, we're too scared to say, you know, I messed up. Damn it, I messed up. You see, because it's most probably bad to fail as a hip-hop artist. You see, and where I come from, hip-hop is a way of life, which means it's a give and take end of the day. You must sacrifice something. You see, and I still meet a lot of people that say, yo, man, back in the day, the bass was the ultimate place, man. There wasn't better than that. Well, guess what, man? Time goes on. You see, we can't keep on backpedaling. You see, because it's like something that's going to be controversial if I drop it. It's like the war that happened in Iraq. Not many soldiers died, you see. But the war is apparently over. More soldiers are dying.
Yeah.
You see, now bring that back to whatchamacallit, to South Africa. What happened to forgotten heroes that was part of hip-hop? What happened to groups like, and if I'm going to say it, I know a lot of people are going to be confused. What happened to Cool Posse? What happened to TDK? Two Dope Kids. You see? I mean, that's to mention two of many groups that was around. You see? People going to think like, who the hell is this? Well, that's part of your history, fellow hip-hop heads. You see?
Okay, cool.
What happened? Who knows what happened when we went on a train from Cape Town right through to the Cape Flats after 6 in the evening? Two specific carriages. That was part of our history. You see, what happened when everybody used to meet at the parade, broke as hell, but hip hop was our energy? What happened when the struggle was there and hip hop was our voice? You see, what happened when the cops came and hip-hop was once again our echo? You see, to us it was not about an art or a culture, it was a passion. Yes, we most probably saw what the Americans did, but we knew that was far-fetched because we went to hell in order to breathe it, you see. Okay. But now we're living it, you see, because the cool thing is we weren't there for the creation, but we were there as soon as it existed, you see. And I can tell you now, fellow hip-hop heads, so that hip-hop in South Africa started basically the same time as the one in America.
Okay.
You see, because it's like the scales were balanced evenly. It's just that we weren't ready or prepared for the onslaught because we had many battles to fight. You see, but now, man, the guard is up. But now all of a sudden, people want to break certain parts of the barriers. For us, it was a pleasure to see B-boys dance. You see, MCs never walked away when there was a circle. Invertedly, circle of fire. If the MCs took stage, the dancers were there to watch us. If a DJ did this, they were like, oh, this is tight. There was respect amongst all hip-hop heads, to put it like that. You see, too many people are worried of what is or what are the extra elements of hip-hop. You see, well, if I must ask you, what is your element in life? What are you going to tell me? We're thinking about it. Well, then there comes hip-hop in once again. You see, because I come around even since 1983 and I'm still smiling. You see, I prefer buying stuff from the past because it reminds me of the present, which means I can walk to the future. And if people ask me, where do you see yourself in 5 years time? I don't see myself in 5 years time. I see myself every second of the day. That's my future.
Okay.
And that's my hip-hop history. You see, I think, and the thing is this, man, the sad thing is this, and the good thing now, because I can recall back in the base, there was probably 4 or 5 white people there. You see, but I was like, damn, Malniton, damn, Barrow. You see, but the thing is this, man, there was that unification. There was never even words of like, what's this white people doing here? Because that time, hip-hop, to us, man, was the passion. And if you were prepared as a so-called white person to walk through the door, you had more guts. You see, because us was like, it's cool, man. The more, the merrier. In the day. Now, all of a sudden, after, say, 1994, the race issue to me is a bigger card than ever. You see, because now you get told, yeah, man, what's up, man? Eminem, white rapper. Swag, man. Damn, we had young black teenagers. For those people that listen to Tap the Bottle, that is young black teenagers. You know what's the funny thing? That's tongue-in-cheek. It's actually young white teenagers because they were a bunch of white kids. And the other thing is they belong to Public Enemy. And that's another sad thing. Then, you fellow heads that jump on, jump around. Jump
that's
around.
House of Pain.
That's House of Pain.
It's Scottish.
Another bunch of wild, fiery cats. And to all you fellow Cypress Hill heads, there's a white cat in that band too, man.
What's a third base, MC Search?
Yeah, we're at the third base. I mean, because people are so focused and so vexed of telling the next one, yo, man, it's all about hip hop. It's about how you represent. It's not about that, man. It's how you walk. There was always saying you have to be prepared to walk the walk and able to talk the talk. You okay. See, you can't start where you saw some fake damn ass video on TV and think to yourself, this is where my story starts. Yeah, that's your story, not your history. You see, okay. if you've got the decency to sit down and think for 1 second in life, how did hip-hop come to this TV? How the hell did it get to this radio? For my fellow hip-hop heads, once again, the sad thing about the so-called radio stations back in the day between the 80s and the 90s, they refused to play hip-hop. Why? Because it sounded like us and looked like us. It was highly controversial. There was one program on TV, Toyota Top 20. They aired a half an hour of music videos. Did edit it. You see, because they was like, it's controversial. You see.
Okay.
Now, the thing is this, man. Why is it when something is right, always looks wrong in the overseer's mind state? You see. Because if you throw a lot of jargon in people's faces, that's what you're going to get, you see. Automatically, after people saw that they can't stop the power, and much respect to POC prophets of the city, because they fought through hell, right through, and they're still surviving. I mean, respect to let the struggle continue. For those of people who don't know what's the name of the first album, that first album was Our World.
Actually, I have that.
And the anthem just is still there, is Dala Flit. You see, people that don't know what it means, Dala Flit is like, go all the way, don't stop. These were rebels, let's say, our rebels with a cause and a passion. If we want to talk about Run DMC, let's talk about POC. You see, that's one part. You see, and let us not forget, man, there was Black Noise too. You see, both, one on this side, the other one on the other side. You see, and to me, as a young voyager at that time, I was like, why must I look over the waters if soldiers are fighting on this side too? You see, I just believe, man, the so-called true new schoolers must actually start looking up and straightforward and start realizing, man, that hip-hop didn't come in the center of the year 2000 or even in 1998.
When Dr. Dre found Eminem.
Yeah, it didn't come there. If you must, for those people that don't know, most probably UCT guys know, Shaheen.
Yeah.
You see, mad respect. I still say till today, there's no better MC than Shaheen from POC. He had lyrical skills, he had flow, he had stage persona. You see, I was at some venue the other night, and some guy told me, a lot of cats on the underground, they know that Reddy D's got skills, but they don't give him that love because he doesn't play underground. Well, this is my word for all the heads that think this. Reddy D comes from the POC stable. If you have been around for 16 years in hip-hop, how can you, newcomer kid on the block, come and say, yeah, but D ain't representing? Then I ask this question. Afrika Bambaataa plays house music.
Really?
What do you think? What do you think I'm playing when I say this? You see, because end of the day, man, the end justify the means. If hip-hop is a way of life, it comes from the heart automatically. You see? And too many people want to write stories, but they don't do research. Two people want to conversate, but there's controversy in their verses. You see? Okay. Because when you put a rat in a corner, the rat will come back battling automatically. You see? And I hate to say it, and I'm going to put it the way it is, but knowledge reigns supreme if you know where you're coming from.
Okay.
You see, if you don't know how to loosen a straitjacket from the back, then go back and find out how Houdini did it. Cause invertedly, mad people wear it, but they don't know how to lose it. You see, loosen it basically. You see, and a person just want to put everything in perspective, man. That for every story, there must be a script and there must be a beginning. You see, but it's up to you to open that book, man. You see, don't keep on saying, I represent the MC side. You see, because the side of the avenue, as far as B-Boom is concerned, doesn't affect me. It affects everybody in the day, man. You see, because if we as so-called blacks were a happy family, living in the jungle, picking berries the whole time, eating sweets, chasing cattle, we'd have been all the happiest, you see. Then the so-called white race came. Where did our history start dramatically? You see, to me, man, we can preach independence, but evidently we're dependent on each other.
Yeah.
You see, and that's where the stories come from, man. You see, so if you turn everything around and you go wherever you want to go, like France, beautiful as far as hip-hop is concerned, you see, they actually decided, we're not going to call it hip-hop. We're going to call it Le Rock. Because then it automatically gives the French more pride. This is our hip-hop. Mm. You see, it's all about us. So we create our own hip-hop, our own energy. You see, and that gave me the realization, damn, look at the pride that the French people have. South Africa, where were you? You were always there. But for somehow, our history didn't affect you. Because you were afraid to hear that you came from Khoisan roots, or you had Dorothy McGregor in your family, and I can't rap about that. Let me see what can rap about. You see, because now the topics become a diss situation, where I disrespect you in my rhymes, disrespect that. Public Enemy showed us one thing. Pride is all you need if it comes to topics. You see, Fresh Prince, Will Smith, he gets this left, right and center at present.
Yeah.
Well, at the age of 18, 19 years old, he became a millionaire. He spent it in 2 years. He came back to create more millions.
To make some more.
How did he do that? Because he wanted to be different. He made funny raps. So why can't we be different? Why must we always try to emulate other people?
Yeah.
Isn't our story important? Isn't it important to us? I mean, there was this one movie, I don't know if you saw it, Whale Riders.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's about it's about the Maoris.
Okay. Whale Riders.
Yeah. Did you see it?
No, I saw the preview for
okay.
It. Yeah.
So you did see it?
the preview. Not the premiere, yeah.
Okay, I tell you, go watch it. You see, because the thing is this, man, there you can see how people actually put their own history in 2 hours. What the nation is about. Fellow hip hop beats in South Africa, can we do it? And when I talk about hip hop beats, man, I'm not talking about MCs, B-boys, turntablers, DJs, graffiti artists. I'm talking about each and living, breathing person, wherever you may be. Are you prepared to say, I come from here? Because we are brilliant at hiding stuff. We call it skeletons in the closet. Damn, your skeleton is walking with you. How the hell can be a skeleton in the closet? It doesn't even make sense. You see, if you are prepared to open that cupboard doors, you're going to think, oh my word, I've got no skeletons. Because it's all in your damn head. You see, we must always go to that metaphorical state of mind like, I'd like to do it, but what? It's because you're sitting on your butt. That's why you can't think the way you must think. You see, that's why his story is just another story. You see, we all get excited. Oh, 50 Cent are coming over. I'm glad it's coming over. But why? Just tell me why. What's he going to do here? Help people know for this November is coming over. And my thing is, man, cool. We're contributing something. I just think, man, that we must, as a so-called hip-hop nation, get more organized. You see?
Okay, cool.
Be prepared to take the onslaught. Be prepared to get this over the whatchamacallit, radio, TV, newspapers, or whatever. Because that's why stars, inwardly overseas, walk on their toes. Because they know one wrong move, the media rips you apart.
Yeah.
But no, not here, once again, no, hell no. It's like, no, take that out. Defamation of character. Yeah. You see, how the hell? Isn't this a democratic state all of a sudden? Can't we say what's wrong? Can't we say that this happened at the B-Boy Championship and this is the reason why it happened here? Can't we say this is what happened on the stage? It's because we're scared somebody's going to eat you down? Bah. Well, you know what I like about the stage? It's the only thing I like about the stage. If you smack me, I sue your ass. And that's a brilliant part of history. You see, I get money if you smack me. You see, I think the sad thing is, man, we can talk about History Month for days to come. But if we don't even know the history of our system, how the hell can we talk about History Month in hip hop?
Yeah.
If we don't even know the laws of the damn country. You see, people are either going to make a spectacle of us because we hip hop bitch. You see? And the irony of the story is like, we're playing all the international music what we want to. If nobody knows it, the monetary system doesn't come to us. It flies over to History Month in the States. So what do you say now, hip hop heads? Do you know your history? At least I know. When my album gets played, I'm getting the money. Are you getting it? Because I'm an artist? Because too many people think I'm going to make a demo. I'm going to make this. You learn by other people's mistakes. So if we're going to be flawless consistently, how are we going to see the mistakes what we're making? And I mean, I don't want to say I fast all day, so I'm going to break my thirst once again. You see, I think I'm not trying to be too emotional, man. Let's say, man, I'm either pissed at myself or pissed at people that walk past me And this is not being foul language. You go to the toilet, you do the same thing. So I'm just in touch with nature. So from one point to another point, I'll be back with my another history tyrant, Brandt.
My two cents. I don't think I can add much after that intro and his first verse. Basically, my two cents on when you were saying Hip Hop History Month would be in the famous words of KRS-One. Why is that? Because, based on what Fat was saying, it's like, why would we want to celebrate History Month? It's like, no one's really saying, look, November is South African Hip Hop History Month, or whatever. It's not like it's Valentine's Day or whatever. And I would say it's phony in the sense of people out there celebrating Christmas, and a lot of them think because it's the day that Jesus was born. And surprise, he wasn't born on the 25th of December. Yeah. But yet that's the day we're celebrating his birthday. And I mean, second thing to think about, if it's his birthday, why are we getting presents? Because that's what people do for Christmas anyway. So to be exactly the same thing, it's like if you're celebrating History Month, Fat was saying we're so cool at hiding stuff. I think we're better at copying stuff. Hiding stuff is just probably something else, but at copying, we're even 10 times better. And yeah, it's like, find out the history if you're going to go celebrate, whatever. I mean, we've got all these other things. We've got Women's Day in August, and we've got all these other days.
And then people... Okay,
yeah, I was shocked yesterday. I heard it was grandparents. I was like, what? But it's like, so now all of a sudden we got all these days, and we're celebrating. And like you were saying, if we're going to have, I mean, on Women's Day, all the radio stations, they'd be like, we're going to be coming back with so-and-so. And then it's going to be SWV and then Aaliyah. And then they're just playing all the lady MCs or lady singers or rappers or whatever. So History Month, guess what they're going to play all the time? It's going to be hip-hop because it's hip-hop history. Okay. But what hip-hop are they going to play? And essentially, the music they're going to play, is it contributing to the history of hip-hop that made it what it is now? Or is it people that just jumped on the bandwagon? People that are spending $82,000 on getting things made and are paying for it. So, I mean, if you want to have a... I'm waiting for someone to say they're having, you know, Back to the Future or Back to whatever history, and they're saying we're having some party somewhere, and they're inviting cats. They don't have to perform there. From On The Run, AK-47, what is this other cat called we're talking about now? The Cool Posse.
Oh, okay.
Cats don't know about that. They'd be like, oh, okay. Okay, we weren't there. You know, everybody wants to be a Wu-Tang cat. Everybody wants to be part of Rockefeller. Everybody wants to be part of No Limit or what's it, Murder Inc. And that's not hip hop even. You know what I mean? And it's just sad. So definitely for history, go back and, you know, study your history.
Cool. What do you think about like for a South African context, the Zulu Nation sort of dictating stuff that happens like throughout the world, like they say that this is international Hip Hop History Month and stuff like that? Do you think that they should have the right to because they started that whole conscious?
That would be like me listening to some cat in the bus that says Mr. Fat is arrogant or Mr. Fat is conceited, and I'll be like, cool. I'm sure 80% of people who think that probably put him there, because half of them don't know him. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It's
thanks,
like,
man.
People that say that never met the dude. So it's like, you know, South Africa's got this concept where the customer's always right.
Yeah.
And we all know the customer's not always right. But that's a concept that we've also adapted from when we're watching all these TV shows and some dude slips in the supermarket or pharmacy, and then there's a court case happening because there wasn't a sign saying wet floor or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be the same thing. It's like, people hear those names and they be like, yeah, it's like I was saying just now, Jazzy Jeff was here last year, and that dude plays house, that dude plays anything. Because he's a DJ, he doesn't say I'm a hip hop DJ. But where do we know him from? We know him from hip hop circles. That dude was thrown out of a house. Okay, after a while they just looped it, but that dude was thrown out of a house every week in an episode on a sitcom, and that is whack for some hip hop dudes. He wasn't like, no, I've got a rep, man. I don't want to be thrown out of a house by a big dude. If I'm a rapper or a DJ, I wanna be a thug when I'm in a movie. It wasn't about that. So I wouldn't say that you know, those cats can't say that. I would say, what is my view on that? I just wouldn't support it, because me supporting it means that definitely I'm one of the puppets.
You're subscribing to their system, whatever they
Yeah, that's it. So I would probably, if we say South Africa's got in April, you can bet yourself I'm gonna be there if we have one for South Africa or Cape Town hip hop for that matter. But I wouldn't be up on the net emailing or going on some message board for this week saying History Month, blah blah blah, I'm so and so from South Africa, because that dude doesn't know me. You know what I mean? So I'd rather do something that I know is going to contribute to the hip hop in Cape Town or the hip hop for our country, so to speak. And it's sad because just because hip hop is now sort of featured in the SAMA Awards, or hip hop is now featured on one of our channels, or hip hop is now featured on some of our radio stations, now it's like hip hop. And it's like, it hasn't been around the corner. I mean, when we celebrated, I think it was April? or in May when we celebrated 21 years of hip-hop, people be like, 21? What are these dudes talking about?
Because some people thought 1 year was
part. And I was like, some dudes coming back, they were like, man, is hip-hop been around for that long? And I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? When they came then, some of the songs, one dude came, and every second word was like, I mean, if we had to censor it, it would be blanked out.
Yeah,
because remember. That's what he remembered hip-hop to be. Are you with me? So his contribution. There was two dudes, I think they were from Plumstead, and they had like fake gold around their neck.
Yeah.
And the one dude had like his pants rolled up on the one side. And I was like, you probably saw that in the picture. I don't even think you know why you're rolling up the pants. You know, the one. And I was like, okay. So I wouldn't say that, cool, let them dictate it. I would just say, man, do what you want to do.
Okay.
I'm not celebrating History Month because it's America said so, or because that's where it came from. But I'm sure there's some cats that's probably going to also materialize that they'll probably sell little badges this week saying support. You know, like they have the little AIDS ribbon. I'm sure some dude's going to be selling something this month and just make money from people. And it's, yeah, that's it. So
I saw this woman wearing a t-shirt the other day which said, I survived the blackout in New York. You know, like a few months ago, they had that blackout. And that thing just killed me for like a week afterwards. Because firstly, they had to have made those t-shirts like almost
the same
immediately after it had happened.
Or a day before that.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, some dude.
Americans will do anything. I was, and the fact that she even bought the t-shirt.
But you see, it's like I said, that you can use it to an advantage, like I said. So I would be saying, let's just, you know, just for the irony. I mean, I know a lot of people, and you can get sentimental or romantic on this thing. I know a lot of people that don't celebrate Valentine's Day, but they'll be like, no, our Valentine's Day is the 9th of April, because that's the first day I saw her coming into our office or whatever, whatever. Which is probably cool, because they don't want to be dictated to. They don't want to be a puppet.
Yeah.
Are you with me? But down here, because we're like, nah, man. You know what I mean? These dudes with the pioneers, man. Check it. I wish I was in New York, Africa, Mbatha, man. He doesn't even know you, man. So what's the point?
Yeah.
And it's like people, like you were saying. I think you showed me, and I tried to get that book though. There's the book shaped by what's it? What's this dude called? The thing where they mention the hip hop history. They mention Cape Flats. They mention
BBK.
Yes. Colored
by history. Oh,
colored by history.
Yeah.
I mean. Most people don't know that book's there. So it's like if you're going inside with your big hooded top and your cap to go look at that book, and friends of yours walk past, like, why is a hip hop cat an exclusive book? What's he doing there? Because
yeah.
They don't know that knowledge is part of what you're with, that you need to know and read up. Cats don't do that. For them, hip hop is being at a DJ shop every Friday afternoon, waiting for the new 50 Cent LP to come in, or waiting for the new remix of Method Man to come in, get the vinyl and go home and practice. And on Saturday night, you can have a little party, and that's hip hop for you. And then you got your mom's tape Friday and Saturday night, you know, after all the programs, normal programming on TV, get to record all the music videos, and that's hip hop for you. That's your contribution and your little workshop that you're doing. But yeah, I would say, again, like I said, History Month, nah, definitely no.
Cool.
I would say all the time, and like Fred was saying, every second. So it's now 20 to 9. I'd like to believe that when I came in at 20 to 8, I didn't know what I know at 20 to 9, and that's what it's supposed to be doing. That every second should be like, you know what I mean? What happened today? What did I find out today? What did I acquire today that I didn't know yesterday? Because you can only go forward. You can't go back. I mean, you can probably, but why would you choose to?
Yeah.
To go back. So, and I mean, that's why we're here, though, trying to. For this show, as another angle, just to help people do that and educate them, just you know, at the same time entertain them also.
Giving healing education through teaching one principle is to improve mental position.
That's from the mouth of Eddie the Pimp.
and I just think, man, that end of the day, people mustn't look at the situation where we come from the opposite of the airwaves and trying feeding people. You see, my thing is, while I'm speaking, I'm learning at the same time.
Okay.
You see, because I think the plus about this conversations, whatever conversations we're having on this show, it's not scripted. There's no book. There's nothing that's in a dictionary that comes via the network. Because that's why, man, to me, I was, instead of Confucius, to a certain point, I went to Real today. I decided school, man. Let's say goodbye today. When it turned 6 o'clock, I'm like, man, girlfriend, step. You see, I walked into this place, man, and for the first time in my life, I heard, damn, hip hop history month. I'm like, my whole life today was a damn history. Oh, so let's talk about history month. But what's my relation to history month? You see, because my thing is, man, topics is a gift that starts immediately when you start talking.
Okay.
You see, if you're gonna keep on sitting and thinking, what I'm going to tell my girlfriend when we get there. I wonder, must we talk about? No, that's not fruitful. Then we're going to sit here and, wait, that's the page. That's not my page, eh? That's yeah. Like, wait, I missed this thing. I say a true politician, throw down the page and speak from the heart. Because that's what matters, you see. And if you are really an adventure trip, try and open up your mouth for once, man. And just let it flow. There was a song, Let It Flow, Slow and Low. That is the tempo, you see. To me, that was like, damn. You see, this is like, to me, man, this is freestyle. And it's truest form, man. Cool. My freestyle is like a young child. I go, buck wild, wow. You see, to me, man, that's okay. It's cool. I can live with that. You see, but if you don't know your story, which is our story, how the hell do you know his story? It's gonna be impossible. You see, because people are scared to dissect words. You see, because my thing is, when I use the word relationship, I always say, I wonder in relation to the ship, how would it stay afloat? You see, people are scared, man, to find out the root where certain stuff comes from. You see, me, I'm hungry, the hungriest. You see, I go beyond the acid comes from my pancreas. You see, because I'm like, wow, damn, did I say that? You see, then I realize, no, it wasn't you. It was somewhere inside of you that said it. You see, because like hip hop history, physical is material. Soul is in the middle, spirit is at the end and the beginning, which means you're not talking. Someone's talking for you. But you so inadvertently damn stupid to realize that if you envy other people, you've got inadvertently tongue-in-cheek green in your blood. Okay. You see, you think that if I watch them the whole time, I'm gonna win. No, the team wins. You're just supporting them. But if that game, whatever's over, you walk out, your life starts again there. You see, I asked this in one of my rhymes. If we are born free, why do we rehearse day to day the same thing? Aren't we supposed to be happy-go-lucky and learn the trade of how to be independent and how to be true individuals? I always ask the question, if we had to be the same, why weren't we born on the same day? Why do we keep on thinking I must be like him? What's wrong with being yourself? Then you'll know, oh, this is the story. You see, then topics will be so entertaining. The four of us can speak for days because everyone speaks the way he wants to speak. Not PC. What the hell is politically correct? Polly, keep on ticking. Parasite. I mean, we must come with that sense of direction. We actually understand, man. This is conversation. This is the art of talking. This is hip-hop. This is what it is. Like I said, but if I see God is a lollipop in my eyesight, don't diss my ass. It's my God.
Okay.
Because it's my philosophy and it's my ideology. You see, if I say hip-hop is this, be prepared for the onslaught. Because some wrath of Cain is going to hit you through your face if you come incorrect. You see, because number one, I mustn't tell Tyron, you guess what, man, the water is blue. Then he comes to you people on the side, the water is blue. Then you ask him, where do you hear that? Fat told me. That's not the way we do it. The idea is like, open up the chapters of your own life and find out what are we talking about. You see, then you're going to start thinking, oh, damn. So we weren't born equal. We're born equally. We've got the art of being ourselves, end of the day. You see, because it doesn't matter if you spend 4,000 rand on a pair of sneakers. I'm happy with that. You're helping somebody to put 300% on 1,000 rand. I'm impressed with your skills. You've got money. You see, but money can make you feel very funny. If you've got no conversation behind that money, they're going to keep on slapping you behind the head. You see, and I'm actually happy that I basically was there when hip-hop started. Because it saved me from going back to history in Cape Town. Because now I know when people talk about, yo, man, remember? I'm like, oh, man, you know I remember. Remember this happened? Now I meet Richard. Yo, Richard, remember back in the day when Guy used to handle the bass? Who the hell is Guy? Do you know Guy?
No, I don't.
He was the owner of the bass. You see, and to me, man, it's like, to some people, it sounds like wasted information. Go find out overseas. Go find out why people talk about DJ Scott LaRock. Find out why. Go find out, man. Because it was important. Find out why there's a castle in Cape Town. Jan van Riebeek brought it here. Find out this stuff, man.
Well, you're on the ship.
Yeah. You can't tell me that it's not important. Why there was a this, why there was a that. You see? To me, man, it's like, yo, that one place now. They sold whack chaparrals, but we were hungry, we had to buy it. You see, and that's, we can smile when we talk about it. If I must, hey, remember the Ewing sneakers back in the day? I still will pay another day. Similar to that, I'm like, I'm buying this stuff, man. This reminds me of where I'm coming from. You see, because like we say, it's not where you're from or where you're at, but it's where you're going to. You see, cool. But you must know where you're from. You see, you can't be hovering on Earth like a spaceship the whole time, like, ooh, here they come. No, people. I have to say it. I'm not John Edwards. I can't cross over. Because I'm happy to be here. I don't hear no dogs. I don't hear no cats. I just see hip-hop. Because to me, man, what's important is that we all are humans. But let's be prepared to be true humans in the fullest effect. Because I'm tired of people telling me at the age of 50 and 60, when I was your age, I wanted to do this, but I had to go work. BS. You had a choice that time? Yeah. Don't moan now. Don't complain. You see, because I don't want to be just another illiterate guy that votes and makes an X in the cross. If I have a choice one day, I'd like to write my name in that box and say, Ashley voted here, not the X.
Yeah.
Too many of us are illiterate. You see, if you didn't understand me, you are literate but ill.
Sick.
Yeah, you know how to write, you know how to read, but you're not reading between the lines. You are falling for the joke that if the state says it's Hip Hop History Month, then we jump. Like Terrence said, and like all fellow Homo sapiens says, Hip Hop History is every damn day. Because that's how we make history in South Africa. We don't play games in South Africa. We do it. We don't sit on benches. We walk past benches saying, hi, bench, how are you? Guess what? I'm the fashion police. I'm walking past you. You see, because I'm here to mean business. You see, there's too many people that says, I can't mix business with pleasure. Business is pleasure. You must just know. If you go out with a girl, that's your business. If you chill with Tyron or Richard, that's your business. Because one mess up in that business, your pleasure went. Because you were more focused on pleasure and not on business. If you quarrel, what is that? Some fake ass paper that went berserk in your business. Because why? Because one flow made it. So people, fellow Homo sapiens, once again, hip hop is not a he story. It's not a our story. It's just another story that keeps on going. And if you don't know where you're coming from, just stay there. It's cool. Leave it as is. I don't want to be no more. Because I am part of another syndicate. This is Mr. Fat. My saliva is drying. I'm fasting again. I say peace.
We're about to wrap it up. But so I would just say, if I can't celebrate Easter month in November, because there's some things that stands out for me. There were days that I would remember my first 24-hour jam at the base, and it wasn't in November. So for me, if I wanted to celebrate that, that would be in August, because I remember it was in August 1990, whatever.
Okay.
If I remember missing the train and hiking with some guys that looked like they were about to rob a bank or something, so I can get to a place called the Black House. That's part of my history. That's not. that's not part of. Are you with me? Some other dude's history, because they never had a base up in America. They never had a place called Black House. Some dudes would call it the Black House, though. But like I said, that's not part of my history. Are you with me? Part of my history would be like traveling with people to Atlanta to make sure that they get home safe, because they came all the way to see. You know what I mean? My friends represent, because I was bragging about my friends can be boy and my friends can do this. Part of history will be like going with Mr. Fat and conning salespeople into selling us nice girls for you know what I mean, for little money. That's part of my hip hop history, not part of those cats over there. So,
differently.
that's it. So, that's part of my history. 0 Hour Zone, that's part of my history. Toyota Top 20, that's part of my history. The 1993 Rapping for Democracy Tour, that's part of my hip hop history. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Seeing people get locked up because they're graffitiing on you know what I mean, on whatever you want to call it, on a subway, that's part of my history.
You know, cool.
Not wearing so fat laces, really color laces, and African medallions on our necks or shoelaces, that's part of my history.
Cool.
So
it's pretty much, if you're in hip hop, you must find out what your own history
find
is,
what
so
your
that you can celebrate
is.
It.
Yeah, that made you want to be part of it. Because for me, it's like I could be doing something else. I mean, I've got a 9-to-5 at the moment. Are you with me?
Yeah.
But that I'm just role modeling when I'm doing that. That's not my passion. I know I wasn't born to do that.
Okay.
Are you with
cool.
me? And yeah, so
cool.
That's my 2 cents, man. Till
excellent.
Till
so
next first Monday of the month. The second Monday of the month.
Sure for coming in again.
Yeah, it was good.
Yes. Yeah. And pretty much we've got 10 minutes left, so Come Down Mondays is up next. And yeah.
We're just gonna play some music.
Yeah.
Before I go, do people know Dazzyfix?
Do who? Me?
No, people on the other side?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm not sure. No request.
Quick, fast, finish. Dazzyfix. They are the originators of Diggity Bomb Bomb Diggy. Yeah. That's the originators of that style. The one effects straight from the sewer. That's their style. 5 years, man. Old school hip hop beats. We're waiting for Dazzyfix.
And the Dash stands for Dre and Scoob Effects.
Yeah, Dre and Scoob Effects, yeah.
It's called Dre and Scoob, which is D-A-S, and then Effects, which would be E-F-X.
Yeah,
F-X.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, and I just think, man, if one group can come back, and if you're hearing me, holla. I'm waiting for Lords of the Underground. Please, people. Now we go back to the States history. Go find out who's the Lords of the Underground. Please, I'm begging you, people. Yeah, but watch out for the Dazzyfix album. I can bet you. They're gonna have Effects.
Cool.
Yes.
I think we do have time to play a Dazzyfix song after this. Yeah, we do.
You better.
Do that. Cool. So, yeah, we'll be back. Azul's coming in next week just for the record, so don't miss that. He's in Joburg this week.
Yeah, he's a superstar now.
Yeah. So he's got a Joburg with all the superstars.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll be back after this.
Remember hip hop? Do you really? Do you? Before this rap shit, yo, I was struggling, juggling, hustling, bubbling, doing what I had to. Before this rap shit, it was by any means getting that cream, even if I had to blast you. Before this rap shit, yo, it was me and my brothers and so many others just out there getting this cheddar, baby. Man, before this rap shit, yo, I was plotting and scamming and rocking with scam, whatever made it better, baby. Before this rap shit, yo, I had hopes and dreams of publishing schemes and money off of every unit. Before this rap shit, it was just hip. And getting your props, not every fucking body doing it. Before this rap shit, there wasn't no awards or conferences, but now this shit is like a fucking circus. Before this rap shit, it was all about game and making a name, but now what's the fucking purpose? Man, before this rap shit, it wasn't all about crime. Before this rap shit, yo, it was all about rhymes. Before this rap shit, it was about shaping the time. Now it ain't about shit. The industry raping your mind. Before this rap shit, I was a sucker for love, a sucker for clubs. The only cat I fuck with my was Thug. Before this rap shit, niggas was
gangster for real and gangster for life. But now niggas is gangster with this. Gangster before this rap shit, rap shit had something to do with who in your crew. This music was all for you. Before this rap shit, rap nigga shit was fighting for you and liking it too. But now it's like, who writing for you?
Man, before this rap shit, rap shit,
life wasn't fair, but niggas ain't care, man. Whatever kept your hands in the air. Yeah. Before this rap shit, rap dog, shit, it was all about vibe. What niggas was live, whatever helped the music survive. Before this rap shit, rap it wasn't shit what he seemed, it was what he sound like. And fuck him if he didn't sound right. Man, this rap shit is straight driving me nuts. Studio gangsters and video sluts fucking me up, man. This rap shit.
Your crank, boss your whole phone. Take it too seriously like it's a gamble. Take it too seriously like it's a gamble. Rap is something you do, hip hop is something you live. Put down your crank, boss your whole phone. Take it too seriously like it's a gamble. Take it too seriously like it's a gamble. Rap is something you do,
well let me tell you.
After this rap shit, yo, I'ma go the fuck home and move the fuck on and watch my newest youngin' be bone. After this rap shit, rap yo, I'ma count my dough, stack my flow, get money so my kids can grow. After this rap shit, I'ma retire a legend and shit with my brethren, sit on the corner smoking my medicine. After this rap shit, all of y'all can suck my ass and buy all of my old albums, but don't touch my cash. After this rap shit, when I'm done and got nothing to write about, I'ma leave y'all fake thug niggas to fight it out. This rap shit,
y'all can have it. Take it too seriously like it's a gamble. Put down your rank, boss your whole phone. Take it too seriously like it's a gamble. Put down your rank, boss your whole phone. Take it too seriously like it's a gamble. Take it too seriously like it's a gamble.
Rap is something you do, hip hop is something you live.
Take it too serious. Take it too serious.
That's it from the Ghetto Pimps for this week.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Come down, Mondays up next.
Cheers. This is Daz FX.
No doubt.
Going out to Mr. Fat.
Super rats in your area. About to make things scarier. Diggy Das. Diggy Das.
Yo, yo, yo. If you get the eye shine, then you shine. Everybody shine. Nigga, you nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine. Nigga, you nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, you shine. Everybody shine. Nigga, you nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine. Nigga, you nothing but the money on the mind.
Nigga, the ashes, the ashes, and dust, the dust. I'm making you making all the money every time I bust. No fuss. Fully blown. Benz fully chrome, my own flip celly phone. Diggy Dimes, once again it's on. It's Dre Boogie, no rookie, a tough cookie. Biggity blow the spot every time they book me. The big boys, we making big noise. Biggity bubbling and pushing big toys. From the corner to the stage, front page. Biggity rock any age, drop the John Blaze. So give a toast to the host, East Coast, West Coast is his, just a small toast. Jump in the square this year, we take the whole pie. No lie, the platinum and the gold eye. Been jumping, got the beat jumping, pumping.
Nigga, the yes, y'all know what. Nigga, the eye shine, then you shine. Everybody shine. Nigga, the nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine. Nigga, the nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine. Nigga, the nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine. Nigga, the nothing but the money on the mind.
Nigga, play the back like an NFL safety. I wicked, he won't let the game break me. Even though the game's shaky and the players flaky, the nigga they need some well of balls. Set up my office, now everybody floss. Yo, if niggas is hot, I'm ultraviolet. If niggas is fly, then I'm the pilot. Nigga, they freaking fly mileage. Cash flowing, overthrowing, motor rolling. Play the low and keeping niggas not knowing. Yo, it's like the wind beneath my wing. Thing that I say, can I'ma bring. So let me do my thing. Up the bass, miggity smack it out the park, right? Super ass, diggity tails from the dark side.
If niggity I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, niggity nothing but the money on the mind. Yeah, if I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, niggity nothing but the money on the mind. Yeah, if I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, niggity nothing but the money on the mind. Yeah, if I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, niggity nothing but the money on the mind.
Divide the stocks onto the side blocks and buy clocks, divide cops, buy spots. Nigga, they never ever
never ride jocks. Bubble goose, fat bins, fat tims, fat ends, fat rings, spaghetti fat skins. We got a foolproof hustle, lot of muscle. So spaghetti make sure they put the money in the duffel.
Spaghetti minds is yours and yours is mine. And spaghetti I shine, then you shine, you cool shine. You rock the band, son, I rock the reins. Spaghetti got nothing to lose and anything to gain, I'm saying. Forget the pain and the struggle and all the trouble. Up in the jungle with my man, now we see it.
Spaghetti I shine, then you shine, everybody shine.
Een, twee, één, twee, weet je wat, die was redelijk een Ghetto Pump Show. Dus now you know, is Mr. Pete van BVK. En die is die Ghetto Pump Show met BVK. Brassen van die kaap, jakken ja op je jaas. Watte, 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 bij je pras. Brassen van die kaap, brassen van die kaap, brassen van die kaap. Bij je op je jaas, wat ze men praat. Mr. Pete, BVK, Ghetto Pump Show, yo ja, yo ja.